As I look out at you today, I see the faces of many who over the years were part of one of the at least 19 inspiring study tours organized by Virginia, beginning in 1975 with the trip to Nigeria and running through 1998's trip to the Bossey Institute in Geneva, Switzerland. These intergenerational trips to almost every continent in the world were one manifestation of Virginia's deep concern that her Montclair Presbyterian Church family members be true citizens of the global community. She wanted us to be able to relate personally to news stories of events in Beijing, Ibadan, Moscow, Geneva, Prague, Jerusalem, Havana, Jakarta, to understand the major issues in each country that we visited, and to have met the people whose lives were directly impacted by those issues. On those trips, we saw the famous landmarks, but we also visited with the leaders and members of churches whom John and Virginia knew, and had other opportunities to get off the beaten path of a typical tourist trip. And there are too many stories to begin now. In 1984, Virginia was invited to a workshop in Bangkok, Thailand, on alternatives to mass tourism, organized by the Ecumenical Coalition on Third World Tourism. The event was in part a forum in which citizens of less developed nations confronted their first world counterparts with personal stories about the negative effects of mass tourism. Here, Virginia heard a man tell how his son had dropped out of school to beg from tourists and was making more money than his father. She learned of governments that encouraged prostitution to bring hard currency into their countries. She discovered that half or less of every dollar spent by tourists stays in the country visited or that benefits the native peoples. Her response to that Bangkok conference was to present what she had learned to a gathering of socially conscious people in this country. They decided to organize the Center for Responsible Tourism to represent the United States and Canada in working with the Ecumenical Coalition on Third World Tourism. Virginia retired from teaching to become its director. Focusing in the early years on changing the attitudes and practices of North American travelers, the center sponsored workshops on how to plan and lead responsible tours, made presentations about alternative tourism to organizations such as the Society of American Travel Writers, and distributed literature such as the Christian Council of Asia's Code of Ethics for Tourists, and copies of the Ecumenical Coalition's Alternative Tourism, a resource book. The center also worked to inform the North American public about prostitution of women and children in Asian tourism. In later years, this became the primary focus of the center's work. Virginia was a role model for me, and all I can say is thank you, Virginia, for being a bold, uncompromising, activist, encouraging us to be thoughtful, inquisitive, and responsible citizens of the global village.